According to Eric Grasso, a labor market economist with the State Department of Workforce Development, the manufacturing sector lost 8,600 jobs in the year ending this past February. Grasso says it's easy to look at this and call the glass half empty. However,
the first quarter of any calendar year in terms of many industries' employment can be a little bit erratic.
Grasso says the areas taking the brunt of the loss are paper, wood, and food and beverage makers, generally referred to as non-durable goods, items that aren't made to last any longer than 3 years. He says the durable goods sector, items like cars, appliances, and furniture, is highly resilient and makes up most of Wisconsin's manufacturing employment. Grasso says he's optimistic things will pick up again just before summer.
We are definitely at the low point of our calendar year, and that's regardless of any kind of current or pending economic conditions. That number in manufacturing is below 500,000 in terms of employment. I will bet anything that we're going to be just above 500,000 employment by about June or so. So I am expecting us to see a pickup, and that's a seasonal pickup, and that'll be across the non-durable goods and durable goods manufacturers.
Manufacturing jobs currently make up 17% of the Badger State's total employment. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.